We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. We're here to talk a special edition Morning Grind, little extra podcast this week, six podcasts this week, and joined today by my good buddy Dan Gaspar. You all know him in the DFS streets as Mr. Tuttle. Dan, what's happening, my friend?
Not much. We were talking pre-show. I mentioned I don't think I've done a Morning Grind with you. And you've been doing this, what, 10 years?
8 years in 2 weeks. So April, I think we figured it out on the podcast yesterday. It was April 4th is 8 years. 2016, okay. Me and Beer did the first podcast.
Yeah, so it's been 8 years. I haven't been on here. I mean, I haven't worked with RG all those years, but haven't been on here yet. So kind of funny to do it on a special edition that's college basketball.
Yeah, gonna talk college basketball. We got brackets being built. We got all kinds of betting going on. This is for all those states, like North Carolina, right? North Carolina just introduced sports betting. They're getting their first like taste of March Madness, and you're gonna learn really quick how fun it is. And one of my favorite things when we were in Nashville for the RG party last year was live betting college basketball. I don't follow a lot of college basketball, but live betting college basketball was like my favorite part of the Super Bowl weekend. Like Super Bowl was great. It was awesome. But live betting college basketball was just phenomenal.
Was it just like, were you actually looking for angles while you were doing it? Or was it just kind of like enjoyment factor?
Okay. So it was me, Noto, Chief, Eric Beinfor. And honestly, any favorite that would get down like early in the game, we would just pound the line. And that doesn't always work, right? Like we know that, but it was working that day, that weekend. It was so fantastic in that aspect. So, yes, I guess technically we were looking for an angle. I made a good amount of money, so I wasn't complaining. It worked. And I've live bet some college basketball like over the last few weeks when all the like tournament games and stuff going on here, and it's been working. So I wouldn't necessarily say I was doing it more of like betting favorites when they'd be getting down. I just kind of look at scores and odds and teams that people are on. If they get down, I just find it and bet that one. Cause in Florida with the Hard Rock, like you're limited to one book. So some of the lines are awful. So I'll like write it down and I'll be like, all right, well, 10 minutes of the game there, the line is now where we can bet it, in my opinion. So that's what I've been doing.
Nice.
So, man, so much going on for the tournament. We have a ton of stuff just in general on Roto Grinders and scores and odds. Let's just go through on RG first here. I know you're part of the projections team for a lot of sports. You know, you got those projection mind working over there, Tuttle. What are we doing with college basketball here with the tournament?
Yep. So projections wise, we have full projections. We've been up and running now 3 or 4 weeks. We wanted to make sure we got some good test runs in before the tournament, which is all we were planning on offering this season. So we got those up and running. I've been playing with them and having some success. So we'll have projections. Well, now we had them today as well for the, there's two NCAA games tonight while we're recording this, and then the NIT slate. So we'll continue to do through NIT and NCAA throughout the playoffs there.
And those are live on Lineup HQ. So you guys can load up Lineup HQ. Tuttle's doing core plays, right? Correct?
Yes.
So you got core plays, and I saw there was another person, right?
Barnkus, I think.
GOAT, man. Yeah, that guy's been doing college basketball content for RG for a long time.
Yep. Yeah, and it looked like I mean, I don't know 100% content-wise, but I saw the account tweet out a betting preview on Roto Grinders as well that I was reading.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was
like Luch. It was a few of the scores and odds guys. So that was really cool to see. We gave out, or they gave out. I say we, not me. They gave out some picks that you can jump on and take advantage of. It was Eric, Jordan Case, who just came over to RG and scores and odds and started doing some content. So, So take advantage of that. That's up on the website right now. Like if you go to the Roto Grinders, homepage, it's like fourth or fifth down, so take advantage of that. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I bet some of that stuff already, so that's what's fun about it. And then on scores and odds, I'll talk more on this title, but scores and odds, the team is just pumping out content nonstop. They were up 12 units last year for the NCAA tournament. We have a lot more people doing college basketball content for scores and odds this year, so I'm hoping, and I already, like, we are in the 15 to 20. I think there's like 25 plus picks already on scores and odds just for this week. So I assume with the player props and lines and all that fun stuff, we're going to have a ton of content on scores and odds. And for people that are not in the states with, you know, legalized betting, you could take advantage of these player props over there on, or, you know, more or less on these predictions for Prize Picks and Underdog, because they were offering them the last time. But hey, I'm in Florida, I can't even click on Prize Picks now. They don't show me the boards anymore. So but you can take advantage of these projections and stuff like that as well. And you could use the RG projections and, you know, try to see what you could take advantage of. And I know the prop model is going to get rolling here as well. So again, ton of value to whether you want to play DFS or you want to play or do some betting here. So just love this time of year. It's always fun. I'm repping my Gator hat. I don't think we're going to go far in the tournament this year, but should be fun stuff. Anything else that you wanted to add as far as like content for scores and odds or RG?
Just the scores and odds. I did actually throw 4 picks up for the prop model already today. So like you said, I'm in Wisconsin, so I'm the opposite of you. I got to do player props because I can't, I have to drive down to Illinois if I want to go play some bets. So I focus on the prop side, the player prop side, and we have 4 up there already for some Thursday, Friday games. And I would guess we'll double, triple that in our offerings. So over the next couple of days,
Yeah, so I can't take advantage of player props. We don't have player props available. So it's like opposite. Like I can just bet the games and, you know, you got to love it. Like, always fun. But I mean, I'm not complaining. I've enjoyed it and, you know, definitely going to enjoy this time of the year. But let's talk round one. You know, like you said, there's a couple games going here with the, I guess we call them like play-in games or bubble games, whatever we want to call them. But we have a pretty interesting round one. You know, my local like small college is in they made it in the round of 64 this year. Stetson University is local to me. I feel terrible for them because they get UConn. But a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement like locally about Stetson making it into the double NCAA bracket here. But it's really cool from the aspect of like, hey, your local college is going to get crushed by UConn by 30. But, you know, let's just talk round one here in general. Any potential upsets that are like circling for you that are interesting? I mean, we're looking at like one versus 16s, and I feel like all of the ones versus 16s, it's not even going to be like remotely contest. But what are your thoughts here on round one just in general?
Yeah, I'm not going to pick Stetson over UConn around
man, you know,
unfortunately. I am familiar with Stetson though for a couple different reasons. First one being that they have an Isaac Jones that doesn't play, and there's another popular Isaac Jones that does play and gets stats in the NCAA. So name matching issues, which are a nightmare. That deals with projections and does DraftKings things. So Stetson is on my radar for that reason. But yeah, we're not going there for the round one. The upset, I think, that's probably going to catch steam now. Just before coming on the show, Kansas did announce that Kevin McCullers sitting out. He's not going to play the tournament. That's Kansas's best guard. Hunter Dickinson is expected to play, which we know, but he's coming off a dislocated shoulder. So Kansas is kind of beat up. They sat both those guys out in their conference tourney, and just it was not fun to see. They were not a good team. So Samford is I think gonna end up being a kind of popular one. I don't think it's like the super popular one, but I think they'll catch some steam here based on the Kansas news for sure.
Yeah, that one's definitely interesting. Injuries definitely something you got to be paying attention to, and especially this time of year. And like I will say, like Discord, I know you're very active in Discord as well. The Discord college basketball channel is free, rotogrinders.com/discord. It's free. Chop was in there and you were in there. Yep. And I know a lot of people have been in there. So make sure you're paying attention to Discord, like take advantage of it. It's free. So
yeah, that's where we'll announce if like we keep an eye on lineups that they come out. You know, it's a important tournament. So teams do what they can to not sit guys. So that's usually not too much of an issue. But that is where if like tonight there was, I think a team in the NIT that had a guy surprisingly sit out. That's where we'll kind of update that sort of news.
Yeah. And like, there is a like bot that like will say, hey, projections have been updated. So you could take advantage of that too. We're like this close to doing that for NASCAR. Can't wait to have that on there as well. But one of the popular ones that I've seen here is this. Oh, where was it? I'm sorry. Drake versus Washington State. It's a 10 versus 7 game. Like a lot of love for Drake against Washington State. I know it's not a huge upset, but I've seen multiple people talk about that one in general. So I thought that one was somewhat interesting. And now the line has moved to like Drake being favorited in that game. Okay. So I thought that was really great. And I mean, that was the one that was jumping off. And then there that South Carolina Oregon game. I know that game is supposed to be like a really low scoring, like defensive game. Those games scream upset to me, like in college basketball in March. So that's one that like both of those games I have circled. Like I took the under in that Oregon game. I think it was Eric who had mentioned it in that article we were just talking about on RG. So I took the under in that game, but I also took Oregon. I think I got him at +2 or +2.5 or something because like, it just screams upset, like slow paced defensive games in March. Like all you got to do is get a little bit of a run. And there was another one that was really popular that had kind of shifted New Mexico over Clemson. And now like New Mexico, Yeah, they're favored now. So really interesting when you're looking at that. Do you, I know like a lot of the projection stuff, you guys are, you know, talking with a team and stuff. Are you guys looking at how these lines are moving when you're looking at doing the college basketball projections?
Yeah, I mean, part of the base is that, you know, we're pulling in totals, we're pulling in spreads, and that's kind of the basis for how many points we're trying to project out for a team. So we definitely keep up with that movement. And I think it was the interesting, you were talking about pace of play with that Oregon game. I don't know if you've heard of, and I don't know the originator here, so I don't know like who to credit, but there's something going around. It's called the trapezoid of success. I don't know if saw this.
No.
College basketball. And so it's a chart, right? So there's, it goes net rating and pace. And so basically, you obviously want a team that has a good net rating, right? Like that's obvious. But now the trapezoid fills in the upper part where it's saying you don't want an outlier pace. So you want a team that has a really good net rating, obviously, but you don't really want an outlier pace because those outlier paces introduce upsets, basically. They introduce variance, I guess would be the nerdy way of saying it. So you don't want, in terms of the high end, in terms of who falls outside of the trapezoid of success because they play too fast, would be like Arizona, who I think will be a fairly popular pick. And they kind of struggle a little bit. Florida, actually, your Florida Gators,
they play fast, right
on the edge there.
Yeah,
they play fast. So those are the fun teams, right? But then on the like the boring side, there's St. Mary's, who falls outside of it. The notable one is Houston, is still in the trapezoid of success. So they play very, very slow and methodical, but not like to the point where it could be a detriment.
Yeah. I mean, watching my Gators, really fun to watch them play basketball this year because we are terrible in the half court. But man, when we get out running, we're actually decent. And, like, that's kind of what happened in the SEC game. We got it back down to like 1 point by, you know, trying to play in transition. And oh gosh, that game slowed down a little bit and we were awful. It wasn't fun to watch. Just like a outside looking in here really quick, and then we'll let you get out of here. And we are, for what it's worth, anybody that's watching live on YouTube, we are doing NBA still at 10:30. Keith and I will be talking NBA Wednesday slate. So we'll get into all the NBA stuff here. But we wanted to do at least a little college basketball. I mean, college basketball is March, right? So UConn, I wanted to talk about them really quick. They're still the favorite to win. They got a tough road. Like they potentially, like if FAU can win their first game, like UConn's going to have to play FAU. FAU is a really scary team. When they're clicking, they're a really scary team, and they're potentially like needing to go through like Auburn. They have a really tough like draw here to get to even the Elite Eight. What are your thoughts just on UConn?
Yeah, I think they're supposed to be the number one overall seed, right? So, like, this is something that the committee is supposedly taking into consideration is, like, not giving them the hardest strength. But the East region has, you mentioned UConn, and then the two teams that I was like, I want to see where these guys go because I could see them getting into the Final Four wherever they end up. And that's Auburn and then Iowa State as well. Iowa State looked good. They have a really tough road. In my personal bracket, I still am having them come out. It's absolutely brutal. And it makes it hard to pick upsets in general in that region as well. Like, because I mean, 1-2-3 is just absolutely stacked, or 1-4, I guess. Auburn's a 4 seed. So yeah, 1-4 is pretty stacked. Illinois is the 3 seed there.
Yeah, it's a tough, what is it? The East bracket, East side bracket.
East region. And BYU, like, is one of those teams that you could consider taking. Like, maybe they'll beat Illinois, but then again, then they have to face Iowa State, and then it gets really tough on them.
Oh yeah, I mean, tough just in general. You look at the South, and it's like, hey, Houston probably has one of the better draws as far as getting to the Elite Eight. I think, unfortunately for my Gators, Marquette is a really good team this year, and that is, you want to talk about a game that you're going to potentially look at like betting overs. If Florida wins and Marquette wins, like those are two fast-paced teams. I noticed that when I was watching some Marquette basketball another live bet that happened during their tournament games. So there you go. I mean, obviously Duke's there, Kentucky's there. Like, those are like household names, but I think Houston has a pretty good road. Purdue has a pretty good road. They're eventually going to show up in one of these tournaments and, you know, play really good basketball. They have Tennessee, and I think Tennessee is a really stout team SEC wise. And then, you know, North Carolina, they get a pretty easy go here. I know a lot of people on that Mississippi State Michigan game. That was in the article as well. But before we let you get out of here, I got to know. I know you just said that in your personal bracket, you got UConn. If you're not taking UConn, who do you got, Mr. Boring? I mean, Mr. Tuttle.
I think this is not the team I'm picking, but it's the team I have opposite UConn, who I don't think will be very popular. It's Tennessee, who you kind of touched on. Obviously, they're 2 seeds, so they're not like going under the radar by any stretch. But I think people will pick Purdue and Houston out of that side of the bracket pretty often. So I like going Tennessee there.
Oh, I like that. I think Tennessee is underrated. And as a Gator, it really pains me to say that, for what it's worth. I don't want to root for Tennessee, but when I was messing around before the show and looking at it, I feel like they do have a pretty good road. I like that call because I do think Purdue is going to be pretty popular. I think Houston's going to be pretty popular. I'm still debating on who I want like as my champion, but right now, like, my lean out of everybody here is Kentucky. I feel like Kentucky is that sneaky team this year that just kind of going a little overlooked. I think they have a chance to beat Houston if they can get past Marquette, depending on like how the bracket, maybe my Gators beat Marquette and like I'm happy, and then we lose, you know, to Kentucky, which as a Gator would pain me a little bit too. But yeah, I'm looking at Kentucky to be like that. And I don't even know if we call them Cinderella team because like they're a 3 seed. So I don't know if we're going to necessarily see a Cinderella team. We'll see one make a run somewhere. I think a lot of people are calling for that one team to be New Mexico.
New Mexico, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of New Mexico love here. So you want to be contrarian in your.
And then McNeese Samford would be like the other.
Yeah, I think if you want to be contrarian in your bracket, pick Clemson over New Mexico in the first game. I think a lot of people are going to have New Mexico, like even potentially getting to like the Sweet 16. So a lot of New Mexico love just on social media. So Tuttle, any final thoughts on March Madness, RG offerings, anything like that?
No, just come visit us. Like Stevie mentioned, we do have that Discord channel. It's free. If you have questions, we welcome anything there. And again, if you are a subscriber, that is where you'll see projections when projection updates come. And I try to post any relevant news items in there as well.
Yeah, I mean, Discord in general is free. I think there's like 3 or 4 paid channel. The NASCAR channel, that NASCAR guy, we got to get on that guy. But that's one of our paid channels. But yeah, college basketball, take advantage of that. The Squad Ride channel, we just hit the Squad Ride for tonight. Yours truly, Fred Van Vliet assist. We got that. I got nervous there for a little while because the game got out of hand, but we got the Squad Ride. So take advantage of these free channels, rotogrinders.com/discord. And Tuttle and I know Chop would be in there. Chop loves this time of year. And take advantage of that free channel. But that's going to wrap it up here for a little college basketball talk. Maybe we'll talk again next week, not Dan, because we don't want to bug him, but whoever I'm doing basketball with on a slow slate, we'll talk maybe round 2 and 3 and stuff. So hope you have a good one, Dan. Thanks for joining me. Everyone else, back talking NBA here in a little while. Thanks for hanging out.